every negative promise to leave back at us. Listen, prayer makes power available. Mabula Gaduskeba. That you are pouring water into a container is not important. It is your job. I declare that from you a new fragrance. Lipatoba la tosapa. Shepatola bolata. Ratopatolabos. Shetopa litas. Likopeta. Ashatopa. A new fragrance.
Amen. How is 5 days of glory going? Hallelujah. I can't hear your response. You are not blessed. I said, how is 5 days of glory going? Are you laying hold? We're shouting church, so we cannot change this here. How is 5 days of glory going? Amen. Very important. Very important. You can never outgrow shouting. You can never outgrow responding to God's word with a shout, with joy, with celebration. Okay, that's very important. And don't let anything take it from you. Don't let anything take it from you. Hallelujah. That means you just learn how to shout, how to rejoice, how to respond in church. The church is supposed to be a noisy place. You know what I mean by that? The Bible talks about making a joyful noise to the Lord. So to man is noisy, but to God is joyful. Amen. Glory to God. The psalmist says, in his house, in his temple, in his sanctuary, all shouts glory. Hallelujah. It's amazing that these things are in scriptures, even though some Christians don't see them. So you have Christians, when they come to church or come to a gathering of believers, and they see people shouting, why are they shouting now? In fact, there are those who get offended when people shout in church. For them, the only part they know is the Lord is in his holy temple. Let the earth be silenced before him. Amen. They don't know the other parts. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The praise that God accepts is noisy, is shouty. And beyond that, in scriptures, we see that in his sanctuary, according to his will, in his sanctuary, all should shout what? Glory. Amen. That means it ought to be a noisy place. Glory to God forevermore. Is somebody with me tonight? So don't keep quiet. Every time if the pastor, the preacher say, praise the Lord, hallelujah, and all that, it's part of your interaction with the word. Glory to God. Of course, there's a time to be quiet. There's a time to listen. There's a time to be silent. But the time to respond must be maximized. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord has ambushed us this year. Amen. Surprises. Amen. Oh, I said that again. I said the Lord is ambushing us this year. Amen. With pleasant surprises. Amen. You know what an ambush is? It means something is set up. You are not planning for it. You didn't see it coming really, but you just walked into it. I said the Lord is ambushing us this year. Amen. With pleasant surprises. Amen. Some of you didn't plan to travel this year, but suddenly all expense paid. I'm talking to someone. You will find yourself in Europe. Amen. You'll find yourself in Asia. Amen. You'll find yourself in America. Amen. You'll find yourself in places you didn't plan for. And that trip will be critical to the next phase of your life. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. And I say it again, the Lord is ambushing us with pleasant surprises. Amen. This year. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And suddenly our feet are in abundance. Amen. Glory to God forevermore. Hallelujah. Suddenly our feet are in abundance. Amen. Listen, I believe in the suddenlies of God. I may be talking quietly. I want your faith to pull on. I believe in the suddenlies of God. How else are you going to rise without the suddenlies of God? No, just calculate. If you go at the rate at which you are going, will you fulfill your destiny? You will not. You will not. Tell yourself the truth. And you also notice that the times you made significant progress was not gradual. Suddenly you jumped from here there. Because that is God's pattern of doing things. I call them the suddenlies of God. What happened to Joseph? How could he wake up in the prison and before sunset, he was announced the prime minister of a nation? The suddenlies of God. I say the suddenlies of God. Amen. That is God's design. The suddenlies of God. You are going gradually, trusting him, doing your part, and suddenly you are moved. For someone, this year is that year. Oh, yes. Well, let me go to build that saying amen. I say for someone, this year is that year. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And for some of you, yes, that's right. For some of you, it will begin in the first quarter of this year. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You will be flipped into a place where even you are asking, you are pinching yourself. Is this me? What suddenly happened? In the name of the Lord Jesus, I prophesy for someone in business, finance, career, ministry, suddenly is of God for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The power of God is leaping you into a new corridor in the spirit. The power of God is moving someone into a new orbit of prosperity. A very new orbit in the name of the Lord Jesus. The suddenly is of God. Suddenly the place of our feet has changed. Oh, I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't need everybody to believe. Suddenly the place of our feet has changed. I say suddenly the place of our feet has changed. Suddenly we see that our feet are planted on a mountain called abundance. Oh, suddenly our feet are planted on the mountain called overflow. Woo! In the name of Jesus. Suddenly we are found in the corridors of power. Suddenly we are found in the corridors of high favors. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Where, you know, the kings of the earth will begin to entreat our favors. Because from us, a new aroma. You remember? A new odor, a new smell, a new aroma is moving from us. And where hitherto we have been rejected, they are saying, come to us. You are the one we are looking for. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Suddenly the Lord is upholding someone's arm this year. Suddenly the Lord is upholding someone's arm this year. Suddenly the Lord is strengthening someone's hand this year. In that business, the Lord is strengthening your hands. In that career, the Lord is strengthening your hands. In that path of destiny, the Lord is strengthening your hands. In the name of Jesus. You will notice, you wake up and notice that your hands are strengthened. You will notice that your feet are strengthened. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And the people you need will come to you. The monies you need will come to you. The social connections, the strategic alliances that you need, the Lord will bring them to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let me prophesy a little from Isaiah 60. Put it up for me. Isaiah 60 from verse 1. Liga barato sushoto. Jendo kibra sushtepa. He said, arise and shine, for your light has come. Can I have the Amplified? Isaiah 60. Isaiah 60, verse 1 in Amplified, then the rest in King James. You can keep the tongues in your mouth. You are coming here every day. You can't waste the time. Receive. Listen, everyone you see producing results in the course of the year are doing it from as a harvest of the seed they are receiving to their heart and the watchings of the Spirit. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Very important. So nothing just happens. And every opportunity, malatosa, every opportunity to receive seeds of the word of the Lord into your heart and to receive the watchings of the Spirit through speaking in tongues, prophetic utterances, receive it. Receive it. You tell yourself, this is going to be an unusual year for me. It's going to be an unusual year for me. It's going to be an unusual year for me. Liga baratosa. The year where the free favors of God profusely abounds. In the name of Jesus. He said, arise from the depression and prosper in which the circumstances have kept you. Rise to a new life. This year you are rising to a new life. I said, this year you are rising to a new life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, shine, be radiant through the glory of the Lord. For your light has come. When the Lord said, it's a year of intimacy and power. And he says, Jehovah is our helper in 2020. That is our light coming. Oh, glory to God. Our light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Next verse in King James. Ligaba. He said, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, great darkness the people. Next verse. But upon you, the glory of the Lord has risen. Gentiles shall come to your light. Can you just think about that for 30 seconds? And say to yourself, in 2020, Gentiles are coming to my light. Gentiles, it means nations. Nations, they are coming to my light. What does that mean? It means a new favor. It means something is attracting them, your light. Nations are coming. And kings to the brightness of my rising. Declare for yourself, I am rising. I am rising. I am rising. I am rising. I am breaking into exclusive circles. I am breaking into exclusive circles. They say in this business, this is for people that have been here for 10 years. They say this place, your father has to be so and so. You are breaking into exclusive circles. Mark my words, write it down. This year, I don't know who believes me. Shout it from your heart. I am breaking into exclusive circles. Shepeto la bronda sushep. Rebecca for sushep. Shepeto kraka for sushep. I'm breaking into exclusive circles. Hallelujah. Put verse 2 up. Sorry, verse 4. Verse 4. He said, lift up your eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee. People are gathering themselves to come to you. Your sons shall come from afar. Oh my goodness. Sons means products. Products, results. And thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Next verse. Then you shall see and flow together, and your capacity shall be enlarged. Glory to God. In reverence. Why? The abundance of the sea shall be converted to thee. And the riches, the word forces there means riches. The riches of the Gentiles shall come to you. Jump to verse 9. Horabakasa shatakata. Elebrendo soshoto. This year we are walking into prepared places. Oh, I don't know who believes. You are walking into prepared places. You are walking in prepared paths and walking into prepared places. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And listen to this. Some people will take note. Like Laban did Jacob. He said, the Lord has blessed me since your coming. You notice that people around you, your parents, your siblings, your spouse, your children, people around you will start getting blessed because of you this year. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And I will notice that since you came, things are different. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Verse 9. Surely the eyes shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish to bring thy sons from far. They are silver and gold with them. Oh, unto the name of the Lord. They are not coming empty-handed. That's what they say. They are not coming empty-handed. Unto the name of the Lord thy God, to the Holy One of Israel, because he had glorified thee. The Lord has glorified us this year. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord has glorified us this year. Amen. Hallelujah. Put up verse 11. Verse 11. He said, therefore thy gates shall be open continually. Amen. That means every hour of the day, you are receiving alerts. Every hour of the day, you are receiving business calls. Amen. Every hour of the day, you are receiving signals from heaven. Amen. Every hour of the day, you are receiving wisdom from heaven. Amen. Ideas from heaven. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. My gate shall be open continually. And I shared with you in December that this gate means praise. Yes, amen. You jump, you look, if you read further, you see they say that gates shall be called praise. That means in that attitude of celebration and rejoicing, you are ensuring that your gates are open continually. Continually. Meaning there are no dry seasons this year. Yes, sir. Oh, I say there are no dry seasons this year. There are no dry seasons this year. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thy gates shall be open continually. There shall not be short day or night. That men, somebody say men. Men may bring. That men, helpers, may bring unto you the riches of the Gentiles. And their kings may be brought. Give me message translation. Message translation. Are you seeing that? Yes, that means this year, God is going to use men to lead you. Amen. God is going. One of the prophetic words I received this year was this. That men in authority are going to identify me to use their resources, their influence, their investments to lift me. Amen. And I speak the same thing to you. Amen. That suddenly people, listen, do you know everything you need now is already on the earth? Yes, He's there. It's for the forces of heaven to move them. Everything you need, whatever the kind of need is, whatever the want is, is already on the earth. He's not coming down from heaven. What will come down from heaven, or what comes down from heaven, is the force of the Spirit, which is what we are releasing here, to move them your direction, to move them your way. Praise God forevermore. He said, your Jerusalem gates will always be open. How? Open house, day and night. Open house, day and night. Open house, day and night. Receiving deliveries of wealth from all nations. Do you think you are too young for this? Receiving deliveries of wealth from all nations. And not all wealth is money. Think beyond money. Receiving deliveries of wealth. Some relationships are wealth. Are you listening? You are receiving deliveries of wealth from all nations. Deliveries of wealth from all nations. And they are kings, the delivery boys. Oh, glory to God. Hi, 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 hi. Say, this is my portion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You may be seated very, very, very briefly. Very briefly. I'll just share what completion what we started talking about on Tuesday, and then we will pray and pray passionately. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You see anybody doing exploit God's way, they're a product of consistently receiving nourishment from the throne of grace. Never forget that. That one hit. You know, some people just talk as though people are just lucky. No. I believe I mentioned it the last time. That luck is for, I believe that was Sunday. That luck is for low-minded people. No, that was on Tuesday when I was talking about favor. How that the believer is not lucky. The believer is favored. Glory to God. Glory to God. That means to have sustainable impact, influence, results in the year or in your life or in your destiny. You must consistently draw like you are drawing tonight. Amen. Draw from the throne of grace. Draw from the mouth of the Lord. Draw from the presence of the Lord, from the word of God. Very important. By hearing his word, receiving the watering of the Spirit. The Bible says the kingdom of God is likened unto a man who cast seed in the ground. I remember the same Jesus talks about the word of God being the seed. He said the seed is what? The word of God. What is the ground? Your heart. The seed is the word of God. The ground is your heart. When you receive prophetic utterance like this, they are waterings. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, they are waterings. Glory to God. And what did he say? He said he goes to sleep. He rises day and night. And the ground of ourself brings forth fruits, he knoweth not how. And then he tells us the process of that fruit bearing. First the ear, then the blade, then the full corn. And then he put it in the sickle for the harvest. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. If our prayer is exercised in futility, when the word of God has not gotten the hold in the heart of the Christian. Meaning God did not plan that we turn to him first in prayer. His plan is we turn to his word, then his word turns us to him. Glory to God. Are you listening? So, without that, and you see, the ministry of the word is very vital. The ministry of the word is not works like a law. Let me put it that way. The Bible calls the word of God the law, the perfect law of liberty. Amen. If it's a law, that means it has a predictable outcome. Hallelujah. That means when it's taught, there's a mechanism through which you operate. It calls it the perfect law of liberty. It says, whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continues to look. Can you see the consistency there? And continues to look, not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the works. He said, this man shall be blessed in his works. This man shall be blessed, not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of what he hears. This man shall be what? Blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. Deuteronomy 8:18. Let's continue from where we stopped on Tuesday. I said five things that you should expect the power of God, not the word of God, the power of God to produce. So we're talking about intimacy and power. Five things you should expect the power of God to produce for you in 2020. I would say the expectation is key to manifestation, right? We say the expectation is a very important mystery that makes faith work. That makes faith work on the earth. So for your faith to walk on the earth, expectation is important. And how does God create expectation? By releasing his word, by painting pictures. He speaks it so that pictures can be created in your heart. Hallelujah. What's the first thing we say you should expect? The first thing, victory. Number two, favor. Number three, influence. Number four, wealth. Glory. Wealth. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. And put it up. Listen, money is spiritual. Wealth is spiritual. And power commands its flow. I say that again. Money is spiritual. And it is power that commands its flow. It's spiritual. Are you amazed that in St. Matthew's Gospel chapter 6, Jesus compared God and Mammon? He compared God and Mammon. In fact, that shows us the spirituality of money and wealth. He compared God. Now, you don't compare goats and trees. Amen. They are not in the same class. You compare trees with trees. Or you compare goats with other mammals. At least. Are you following me? So why would Jesus put side by side God and Mammon? He said you cannot serve God and Mammon. You cannot serve two masters. You either love one and despise the other and all that. He said therefore you can't serve God and Mammon. What is Mammon? Mammon is Mammonas. It means treasures. It means money. The Greek word is Mammonas. It means money. It means treasures. It means riches that men accumulate. So if God compared both of them, if Jesus compared God and Mammon, it shows you the spirituality of money. Remember when I led a prayer just shortly, a few minutes ago, I told you about how God introduced himself as the Lord of hosts in scriptures. When he's talking about wealth, in certain places when he mentioned wealth, riches, prosperity and all that, he introduced himself as the Lord of hosts. Why? Because of the spirituality of money. The spirituality of wealth. And I want you to pay attention to it this year. Listen, brothers and sisters, let this year be that year where you tell yourself, let me settle this money thing once and for all. Are you listening? Let it be that year. And then you begin to study, you begin to strategically pray. Part of it is warfare, declarations in the area of your money and finances. You begin to engage the power of God. Reverend Nanda said this years ago, and I'll never forget. He said, God's will for the finances of his children are the power gifts. And that is true. They are the power gifts. What are the power gifts? The gift of faith. The gift of workings of miracles. Are you listening? The gift of faith. The gift of workings of miracles. And of course, the gift of healings. But majorly in this context, the gift of faith that receives passively from God. The gift of workings of miracles. So you wake up every morning, you tell yourself, there are workings of miracles in my finances today. In the name of Jesus. There are workings of miracles in my businesses today. In the name of Jesus. There are workings of miracles. I'm not saying because you are told in church. Not just that. Say because as I'm saying it, let it become an understanding, a revelation in your heart. Glory to God. You need to pay attention. Some of you are students. A few of you are students and you are still receiving money from home. Don't do like you're not the one I'm talking to. Listen. You will graduate very soon. It amazed me. You know, one of the things that gets me bothered when I talk to students, and it's like somewhere in their mind they are talking to someone, is I am amazed. I say, don't they know that they will graduate very soon? So why not be wise and not be foolish? Being wise means even if you are 100 level, you are receiving the world with everything you have. You are receiving wisdom as it has to do with your future, with everything you are. You are receiving it as though you need it now, because you actually need it now. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. All right, back to Deuteronomy 8:18. He said, put it up for me. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. He connects power and wealth. God gives you power to get wealth. Ability to get wealth. God gives power to get wealth. Expect the power of God to produce wealth for you this year. Expect the power of God to help you get wealth this year. Expect it. Power to get wealth. Why? He gives us the purpose that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto your fathers, as it is this day. Power to get wealth. Power to get wealth. Give me Haggai chapter 2, verse 7 and 9. Haggai 2, 7 and 9. Zechariah 1, 17. Let me just show you something. I was talking about the power of God producing wealth. Listen. Jesus was talking and he said, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? And he said something very, very significant. And I'm paraphrasing in contemporary language, that if you liquidate all the wealth in the world, you liquidate all the wealth in Nigeria, you liquidate all the wealth in United States of America, you liquidate all the wealth of China, amen, you liquidate all of the wealth in Europe, everything, and you pull them together, Jesus said it's not worth the soul of a man. Hi. That means the issue is not actually money and treasures. The issue is expression and possession of soul. Did you get that? If Jesus said the soul of a man, in fact, in context, he was talking about the unregenerated man. That means a man who is not even born again yet has more worth than all the wealth in the world liquidated and put in place. That means Satan's contention about your finances is to get your soul. Are you listening? That's his target. That's his focus. He wants to get your soul. Now, flashback to Exodus. When Moses came by the power of God and told Pharaoh, let my people go. Thus saith the Lord God of the Jews, the Lord God of the Hebrews, the Lord God of Israel, let my people go. Pharaoh told him, no problem, they can go. But they should leave their wealth behind. They should leave their cattle behind. They should leave their silver and gold behind. And you know what Moses told him? He said, they are not leaving nothing, not even a hoof. And he tells us why. He said, what are we going to use to worship you? Oh, glory to God. That means wealth is an instrument of worship. Are you listening to me? There's nothing wrong with having big dreams, big pursuit, big vision, big goals. You have to see those things as crowns. And Revelation tells us that the kings cast their crowns. Meaning crowns are instruments of worship. If you don't have crowns to cast, what are you going to use to worship? That's what he's saying. Somebody say, I want to be minister of health. I want to be minister of finance. I want to own a bank. Those things are wonderful. God is not against them. Because as a kingdom-minded person, you must see them as instruments of worship. You must see them as the crown that you will cast before his throne. Imagine when kings are casting their crowns and you don't have crowns to cast. Your worship is not complete. Are you listening? So you must see wealth that way. You must see influence that way. You must see the provisions of God. You must see the liftings and the promotions of God that way as instruments of worship. Listen, when you see them as instruments of worship, you will rate them as important and pursue them God's way. Are you listening to me? Because that's why I don't talking about fire, 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 revival, fire, being on fire for God. If you are broke, if you don't understand how these things work in the years to come, there will be a limitation on how you serve God. Trust me when I say so. Are you listening? You know, as a young person, you can be in a fire phase of your life when you think some things are not important. Amen. Just be wise. Just know that we are not the first to start talking about fire and revival. Are you listening? In the 80s, people talked about them. In the 90s, people talked about them. But those who still have relevance now are those who understand the power of wealth and influence. Go and check your records. Did you hear what I said? There were many anointed people in the 80s, in the 90s. But some of them got frustrated, got stranded. Let me say this, it's hilarious, but look at what I observed. You know, when people are still at a particular age of their lives, they like to hear new things. It is a friend of mine that told me this. I so laugh. He said, all these people, they are telling about hoofs of cherubs and cherubic wings. He said, they are young. That's why. Are you not saying that it's only young people that go there? Because they can't really help people. He said, when you graduate and you enter a land and you are not equipped on how the laws of God works to generate provisions, wealth, and influence, you begin to ask questions. Or you create theology to favor your sufferings. Are you listening? Listen to me, very important. Carry it along. Carry it along. Wealth is spiritual and can be righteous depending on who is holding it. Are you listening? And it cannot happen by accident. It must be deliberate. You must know that this is part of what the power of God can produce in my life this year. Are you listening? It's spiritual. For the Lord your God, remember the Lord thy God, which giveth thee power to get wealth. Power to get wealth. Power to get wealth. Are you there? I asked for some scriptures. Haggai chapter 2. Haggai chapter 2. I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. He's talking about wealth there. I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of heaven. Now, in case you don't know what he's saying, he said, go back to verse 7. He said, I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. Desire of all nations, that is talking about wealth. And I will fill this house with glory. The Hebrew word is kabod. In this context, it means wealth abundance. It means abundant wealth, abundant riches. According to the law of first mention, and which simply means, if you are studying any word or any subject, check out the first time it was mentioned in scriptures. It may give you the most correct intent. Are you following me? According to the law of first mention, the first time the word glory was mentioned was by the sons of Laban in Genesis 31. And what did they say? They said, from our father, Jacob has gotten himself this glory. And they meant wealth and riches. Are you listening? After the wealth transfer happened by the wisdom of God, when Jacob became so wealthy, so blessed in the house of Laban. So glory there talks about wealth. Talks about riches. He's talking about the weight of a gold. That's what kabod means. The weight of a gold. The weight of a gold. The weight of treasures. In those days, there was no fiat currencies. They had gold. They had silver. They had rubies. That's what he's talking about. I will shake all nations, and the desire of nations shall come. And I'll fill this house with my glory. Who is the house of God now? Oh, can I get an amen? You are the house of God. Every time wealth is talked about, don't feel bad, don't feel carnal. Because there's nothing carnal about it. You know what I noticed? No ministry, go and do your church. No ministry exploded on national scene. No ministry, no minister exploded on national scene without first sorting out this money thing. And God blessing them. Go and do your research. Nobody came on national scene as a broke guy. Nobody. Go and check. Nobody. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? You want to have real influence? Talk and people listen. No ministry. Go and check it. Go and check it. No ministry. Break on national scene. There's a connection. The anointing is already on your head. But that money thing must happen. Are you listening? Very important. Money amplifies a man's voice. Money takes on the identity of the holder. That means if a wicked man is holding money, it's a wicked thing. If a righteous man is holding money, it's a righteous thing. Are you listening to me? And again, in this place, he introduced himself as the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the armies of Israel, the God of war, meaning for this wealth to move into his house. There must be warfare. Are you listening? You know, this glory, this wealth is not maintenance money. It's not 20,000 per month. You know, something shocked me recently. I think we're doing an analysis. And it occurred to me that 200,000 per month is calculate it for me now. Is 2.4 million. I said 2.4 million. That's small, though. That's small. Think about it. You know, sometimes when the writer of the preacher said, I passed by the feet of the sluggard. And I observed, then wisdom came to me. Meaning sometimes when you engage critical reasoning, you have wisdom. Surely you know that this 200,000 that looks big and you're feeling cold is small. When you put it side by side with your destiny, it's small. 2.4 million, that's the plot of land in Jaws, so not in places where many things are happening. Are you listening? That's the whole year. 365 days. But with God, there's no money problem. He just wants you to get first by revelation. Listen, in this kingdom, we transact by revelation. We possess by revelation. Write it. We possess by light. Revelation means light, insight. You remember, Reverend Gowon said on Monday that this year, your best friend is what? Light, insight, revelation. What did Moses say? He said the things that are hidden belongs to God. The things that are revealed. The things that are revealed belong to us. What is he saying? We take possession by revelation. The things that are revealed you can now possess. Oh my goodness. Are you getting that? He said the hidden things belong to God. But the things that are revealed belong to us. Meaning the moment it becomes a revelation is yours. Is yours. The moment you can see what the Lord is showing in this area for the year is yours. That's what he's saying. The things that are revealed belong to us and our children. So once it's a revelation, you have taken possession. Hallelujah. I will shake the nations and their wealth to come. Seeth the Lord of hosts. Go to verse 9. And the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former. He's talking about wealth though. And the law said who again? The Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace. Said the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17. Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17. Zechariah chapter 1. Are you getting something? So don't be reserved about generating wealth this year. No apologies, no reservations. Because God needs it. Glory to God. We need it. You want to transport 1,000 people to church on Sunday. Calculate how much that is. That's why I told you, you can't. It's not possible. And in Nigeria, if you're not ready to transport people for your meetings, be ready to settle with 200 people. Amen. It's a fact. Glory to God. You'll be anointed, but they will not come. You have to put buses. You have to put transportation. I'm serious. Is it not true? No, what I told you, and I didn't say, a mentor of mine told me. He said, if you're not ready to put buses and transport, you'll be settled with small number. That was last year. And I said, hey, so we don't wait for people to come. You have to transport them. Glory to God. What I told you, maybe it was in a partner's meeting, I was telling them. I said, this is, you have, see, every time you are learning principles from another territory, you have to understand territorial adaptation. Yes, sir. You are in Africa. Territorial adaptation. And there's nothing wrong with it. Some of the people you are transporting, in the years to come, as they are receiving, will buy buses for the ministry. Yes, sir. Are you listening? Because people carry all kinds of graces that the anointing upon me will activate. Glory to God. So nobody should feel bad by being transported to church. It's just the face of your life. But I'm just showing you the fact that money is very important. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Zechariah, is it there? Is it quiet saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts. Ah! Thus saith the Lord of hosts. Again, he introduced himself as the Lord of hosts. Some of you, this month, during this fast, or after the fast, you dedicate one day of prayer and fasting to wage war against the enemies of your finances. That's what I'm trying to tell. That's what I'm showing you tonight. You wage war. God, the Lord of hosts, means the God of the armies of heaven. Warfare is involved when it comes to the finances of a kingdom-minded person. Satan will fight your money. I can tell you that. I can tell you that. So you dedicate, except you are not serious. If you are serious, you put to work what I'm talking about. Strategic warfare. If as some of you, as we are doing that, in the same day, in the same week, you see signs. You see signs. So that somebody comes and gives you a car, or somebody send one abnormal money to you, and are you listening? That's a sign. Can I get an amen? That's a sign. But be deliberate. You know, most times, listen, when you don't know what is yours, you'll be relaxed. That's the problem young people have. That's the problem we have, believers. You don't know that it's yours now. Now, to know what is yours is important. When you know that it's yours now, your eyes will turn red. There was a young king called Josiah. Josiah, oh Josiah. He was a normal king, practicing normal kingship until they sat him down. He said, sit down, read. There's a prophecy with your name attached to it. Malagoya Dagabaya. Aye! When he saw it, his eyes turned red. Why? Revelation has come. He knew he wasn't supposed to be a normal king. I mean, a prophet prophesied with his name. A child shall be born, a king shall, his name shall be Josiah. He never saw it. He didn't know that there was a prophecy with his name. When he saw it, something in him rose. That's what happens when revelation comes, when light comes to you. You become uncomfortable with status quo. Yes, sir. And it begins to push you to be more serious. Yes, sir. You leave distractions alone. Yeah. Yes, distractions, you say some people, there's a way it can be focused. Focus, distraction runs away from you. Focus. You are focused with the tenacity of a bulldog for what you want. With distraction, what? You want to get anointed and you are distracted. You don't want to be anointed. Distraction. Distract what? Matoko patakepa. Every day, when food is set before you, is loathsome. Yes, sir. Amen. Whether you are fasting or not. You see, there's a level of hunger you have where you may not be fasting every day, but it's like when the breakfast is like poison. I've been there. Breakfast is like poison. Do you understand? You are not fasting. Up till now, I'm not used to breakfast. I'm not. This is abnormal. It's abnormal. Glory to God. My mom visited one day, and then I think either my wife or my mother-in-law was complaining that pastor doesn't eat. My mom said, he's trying now. He eats now. Are you listening? You are not forming it. There's a hunger in your heart. There's something you want to see. There's something you are building. It will show. Listen, never get distracted by what is not happening around you now. No. No, keep doing what you know works. Your day will come. Are you listening? Your day. I've told you, nobody on earth should intimidate you, and there's no need for jealousy. Nobody has the monopoly of the anointing. Nobody. Anointing has not finished. Holy Ghost is not one. Do you understand? You understand what I mean? Money has not finished. Anointing has not finished. Influence are not finished. When you see the statistics, you'll be moved. Hallelujah. You know there's still more things to be done. There are things to be done. The opportunities are enormous. You go and cook your own. Glory to God. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Am I talking?
All
right, raise a cry saying, "True prosperity shall my cities be spread abroad." So introduce himself talking about prosperity, still as the Lord of hosts. I'm sure I'm convincing you already. So that's the fourth thing the world produces. I mean, the power of God produces wealth for you. And this is how to engage it. Warfare, revelation. Get to learn about it. Be deliberate about it. Be deliberate about it. Hallelujah. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 9, I believe, the Bible says, except the Lord, we just put it up. He shows us how. He said, except the Lord of Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts has left us without a remnant, would have been like unto Sodom and Gomorrah. You know what they say? Meaning the way the Lord moves. Look at this. Except the Lord of hosts had left us a very small remnant. That's the seed. He said we should have been as Sodom and would have been like unto Gomorrah. What's he talking about? Total destruction. Sodom and Gomorrah were annihilated from the earth. He said, see, God leaves us with a remnant. He leaves us with a seed so that we can replenish. I just thought to show you that. I thought somebody saw that. I will jump. I thought somebody saw that. Who saw that? Who saw that? He left us with a remnant. So that we're not utterly destroyed. That means in every phase of your life, as you are here listening to me, and I'm talking about wealth, there's a remnant. There's a remnant. That's why it's the Lord of Sabaoth. There's a remnant. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. Alright, so let's get into number 5. A wrap up. 5 things you expect the power of God to produce for you in a year of intimacy and power. Number 4 will say wealth. Number 5 is the supernatural. The supernatural. And by that I mean miracle working power of God. Demonstrations of the miraculous. Christianity is not just manifesting the fruit of the Spirit. It is also demonstrating the gifts of the Spirit. Write that down. Christianity is not just manifesting the fruit of the Spirit. That's what many Christians have stopped. That piety, that which is wonderful, which is necessary, which is important. But you must go beyond that to demonstrating the gifts of the Spirit. So it's a year of intimacy and power. What are you expecting? Manifestations of the Spirit. And manifestations of the Spirit by God design is not to be lived alone on the pulpits. It's not to be displayed alone in church. In fact, a larger percentage of those manifestations are to happen where you live. To happen where you work, where you do business. Manifestations of the Spirit. Manifestations of the Spirit. Producing a supernatural word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirit, prophecy, tongues, interpretation, gifts of faith, gifts of healings, gifts of workings of miracles. workings of, meaning it can be words. You can write a budget, draft a proposal. This is what you want to move your business to. What do you need? 30 million. You're a young man. And you tell yourself there can be workings of miracles. You know, what in business in Africa, as far as the kingdom is concerned, my greatest inspiration is Tribe Masiwa. Are you listening? And you need to go and study him. I'm not just quoting him for nothing. You need to go and study him. Listen, there was a grant he got from... In fact, let me start. When he got the license to float a telecommunication company, he had no dime. After winning the case, he spent all the money he had on the case. He had no dime when he got the license. But what a man of faith. What a man of the spirit. As a young man, if I say that there was a grant he got from Europe or so, that there was no way he would have gotten it, but he got it. Now, those are workings of miracles in business. How could you start a national telecommunication company and you don't have money? In this kingdom, money is not the only currency. Money is down. Do you understand? Money is down. When you sit down to count your resources, you'll be amazed at what you have. The workings of miracles. Workings of miracles. Producing something out of nothing. Can you look at your business this year? Can you look at your career this year? Can you look at your life, the work of your hands this year, and look at where it is, and by workings of miracles, shift it to this place? Yes, expect the supernatural. The Bible says the kingdom of God is not in word only, but in demonstrations of power. Are you listening? Yes, in demonstrations of power. Yes, in demonstrations of power. The supernatural. Your life, listen, you should live in the supernatural zone of life this year. You tell yourself it's supernatural. Supernatural provisions, supernatural protection, supernatural growth, supernatural influence, supernatural accomplishments. Supernatural. Supernatural. Hallelujah. Supernatural. Supernatural. Pray for it, cry for it, expect it. Supernatural. Say it all the time. Supernatural. How is that thing going to get done? Your mind asks you, or your friend is asking you, say, by the supernatural power of God. By the supernatural power of God. Are you listening? By the supernatural power of God. Is that year of intimacy and power? By the supernatural power of God. How are we going to get this one? By the supernatural power of God. How are we going to plant the churches? By the supernatural power of God. How are we going to reach the millions? By the supernatural power of God. Are you listening to me? How are we going to get this done? By the prompting. Get by the supernatural power of God. Glory to God. So your mind will ask you. Mary asked the angel, how shall these things be seen? I know no man. What did he say? He said, the power of the highest shall come upon you. The spirit of the Lord shall come upon you. The power of the highest shall overshadow you. And that which looks impossible suddenly will become possible. The supernatural power of God. Some of you have set goals already. And it looks as though it's January. Yeah, he has not released that. I even get it discouraged already. How shall these things be? Seeing you know no man. The supernatural power of God. How shall these things be? How will you break into that orbit? How will you break into that orbit? By the supernatural power of God. This is the way God wants you to think. By the supernatural power of God. By the supernatural power of God. By the speaking tongues. By the supernatural power of God. Shabbato lego brendo si leko brendo si shtepa. Shebedola kons ke brendo su shtepa. By the supernatural power of God. Can we rise to our feet? Malakons ke brendo su shtepa. Shebedola tsum reski shtepa. Ligo brendo sa. By the supernatural power of God. By the supernatural power of God. By the supernatural power of God. Liga baratonske baladonska shebrendo siste pronde liga baratai luzi sabronde siste pa shebredonski la dombra tila kosa
Shaliba tola brunda sushtepaya. Shetolugu brendo sushtepaya. Shepetulu brendo sushtepaya. Mantoko brendo sushtepaya. Mantoko brendo sushtepaya. Paradosa. Shepetola brunda sushtepaya. Sheteka brunda sushtepaya. Liga brundo sushto brenda lida kapaya. Shuvri batola brunda sushta. Manto copretto susta, lica pronda susta, pronda capracapa, jetta capracapo susta parada bonsio, jetta caprenda caposa, jetto copretto copoto susciato, jetto copretto coposo susciato, jetto copretto coposa, jetto copracapa. Begin to declare, my gates are open continually this year. The power of God has brought me into wealth in the name of Jesus. Sobranda kaya. Shepoto liga baratos keba. Ligom brandas kapando susta. Shebrondo sila tobalataya. Shebetola banda la basaya. Shetoporatos. 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 Shetokopotos. Shetokopotosa. Litopatos kapa. My gates are open continually. My gates are open continually. My gates are open continually. Shepatola balata. That the wealth of the nations be brought. Hilakons kebaya. Shetoko prendo susta. Shetoko prenda kaposa. Shetoko prendo kaposa. Shetoko prendo skilata. Shalata kaprondas. Hallelujah. Secondly, we talked about the supernatural. Amen. I just want to whet your appetite. I just want you to be stirred. You are going to pray. Lord, every day of this year, my life is an unending stream of the supernatural. Every area, my health, my finances, business, my prayer life, my walk with God, every facet of my life is an unending stream of the miraculous. Shapatolaba, go ahead and pray. Shapatola brondeskita. Shagapalatos. You are not praying. Some of you are not praying. Don't look around. Pray. Shapos. Litopotos. Kabalatosa. Unending stream of the supernatural. My going out and my coming in. My operations. My finances. My prayer life. My ministry. My businesses. My health. Unending stream of the miraculous. Shabadalatos. Liga prendas. Shoda gabrondas. Shadogo prendos. Jalodo Brandoska, Jalada Brondesco, Jalada Brondesco, Jalada Gabrondes, Jalada Gabrondos sister. Yeah, Jeto copretosca. Yalala bossa. Indalala bossa. Every day, everywhere. Supernatural results. Supernatural accomplishments. Supernatural results. Supernatural accomplishments. Supernatural results, supernatural accomplishments, supernatural results, supernatural accomplishments. My eyes are open to see, my ears are open to hear. Likoparatons kebalatabaya, shepetola bronda sister, shetoko brando kopoto salataya, shedaka brenda kaposa. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blessed Jesus, we thank you. Thank you for your body broken for us. Thank you for your blood poured out for us. Thank you because before we ever showed up, through your sacrifice, you made provisions. Tonight at this table, we are just re-emphasizing, reenacting, and activating the power of your sacrifice. Lord, from this communion, we declare that the gates of wealth are open to us this year. In the name of the Lord Jesus. If truly money is connected to blood, and it is by this blood, as a partake of the body of Jesus and of his blood poured out for us, we declare that money answers to us this year in the name of Jesus. We declare that our wealth, our monies, the inflow of monies, of material wealth into our hands this year is multiplied in the name of Jesus. Lord, and by the reason of this blood, the Bible says Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. We release judgment over every limiting force in our finances in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, from this table, we are launched into unending streams of the supernatural in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, blessed Father. We give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name. And somebody say amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. I see the lamp slain. I see the lamp slain. I see the lamp slain. I see.
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.